This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. Heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, May 1st. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. As this month begins, we can pause and get our bearings. May is the month that bridges the change of spring to summer. It's named for the Roman goddess Maia. She oversaw the growth of plants. Also, May is derived from the Germanic Meg, meaning to be strong and have power. So with growth and power in mind, I believe we can map our course through this challenging pandemic time. May is a bridge month. We've left winter, we're in spring, and as summer approaches, we can definitely set our goals for the upcoming season and our future. What was, was. What is. And what will be depends on what we do right now. If we plant seeds, we'll have seedlings to put in the earth after the threat of frost passes. These seedlings, if we nurture them, will grow, and in the end, we'll be able to enjoy the fruit of our labors. Today, day one of May, can be the day you proceed with your already established plans. Or if you feel you wish to start anew, it's the day you can start fresh. You can address your health and make a plan to exercise. A recent study just proved people who exercise more are more protected from COVID. And if that's not incentive enough, it improves your mental health. So on this first day of May, either continue to keep moving as we discussed last Saturday, or set a schedule to start a workout. Walk, run, stretch, garden, do whatever it takes to keep active and stay healthy. This month can be the time you push to be your personal best and get closer to achieving your goals. You can map your path and know that everything you want will be closer when you follow the course you set. We all can be grateful for each day we have and can focus on staying well and doing what we can to be happy. Yes, there may be challenges. The COVID threat looms. Other things may oppress us. But a bridge we build can take us over to where we want to go. And then we can focus on our goals. We can be aware of the obstructions, but the bridge we build can take us across to solid footing. It can be our bridge to our future. If you determine what you need to be happy, you can take steps to get whatever it is you want. If money worries you, learning more about investing and taking charge of your finances is possible. If you're concerned about aspects of your health, you can seek answers to get to the root of the problem and then find solutions. If you're uncomfortable in your surroundings, renovating or a complete move to a new place is worth considering. You may change your entire lifestyle if you wish. When you feel lonely, you can reach out to others you know, or perhaps you're ready to welcome someone new into your life. Regardless of what is creating discomfort for you, know that you can build the bridge to your future and find peace of mind. It does take effort. You may need help to map your course of action, but you can make progress. First, determine what you want. Then, get the information you need to implement your plan. And then, finally, act. And act confidently, knowing you've done your best. I'm happy to say that for most things you may want answers about, myself and the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts are here for you, so you can be empowered to make informed decisions. Our contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. And I'm always available when you call at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. You can use your own talent, experience, drive to strengthen yourself and move forward in every aspect of your life. But know that you don't have to do it alone, and that you have a team of experts right here to support you and answer your questions. Nothing will happen if you don't start. So sit back, listen to this show, and then feel free to reach out to any and all of us to get your answers. In a moment, we'll start. We'll talk about investing for retirement with Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group. And then there's lots more to follow. All of it from a woman's perspective, so that you can be empowered by the experts right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, to continue our weekly conversation about the best strategies for saving and investing for retirement, Senior Wealth Advisor Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group joins us. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Marilyn. Look, one thing we know is that many people like to give back, and we're getting more and more of that giving back, given what's going on in the world these days. People just like to give back. We also know that many seniors and widows will have a legacy to pass on to others. The question many have is to whom and how. Many retirees, and especially widows, face a dilemma. Once they've taken care of themselves, once they are confident their finances are properly set up to maintain their lifestyle throughout their retirement years, the next goal is to take care of family. But what if you don't have family? What if you don't have family that you particularly want to leave money to? Or what if your kids are very successful and really don't need the money? Many people then struggle with, what's the plan? Well, as a sort of roadmap, with all of our clients, we start with a financial plan. It's a big picture, holistic review of your total net worth forecast through your retirement years. From all of this planning, we know many retirees, seniors, widows, will in fact have a legacy to pass along, and often a substantial one to boot. So to our question, who to leave this legacy to and how? One thing worth considering is to leave a portion of your legacy to a cause, organization, or charity that matters to you, and do it using the efficient, flexible structure of a private foundation. These days, you can set up a private foundation without the cost or complications of trusts and piles of paperwork and legal work. And the cherry on top is you can also save taxes today and throughout your lifetime, while at the same time seeing the good work your contributions can provide. Let's see how Mary did that. Mary's 78 years old. She's been a widow for about a decade. She has two children, both of whom are very successful and don't need any money from their mother, and one of them actually lives out of the country. Mary recently redid her financial plan, and in concert with that, when she was finished her financial plan, she redid her will and estate plan. Because her planning made it clear that she was not going to spend all of her savings. And her kids really didn't need the money. So now Mary had to think about what she wanted to do with her savings. Mary and her late husband had always talked about contributing to a bursary program at the university that they graduated from. In part because it was a bursary in her late husband's fourth year that provided the funds he needed for tuition and residence to complete his degree. Working with our Aqueduct program, Mary set up a private foundation to make annual contributions to their university bursary program. Mary got an immediate tax deduction, which helped her with an unusually large tax bill from selling a property. The charitable program is flexible. She can change where her contributions go if she wants to. Mary can also add to her private foundation, which she set up in joint name with her late husband. She can also use the same foundation in her estate plan with lots of tax benefits. So remember, if you want to give back, if you want to give outside of specific people and or family, you can plan to benefit organizations and charities that are important to you. And you can do it efficiently and cost-effectively through a private foundation that you can sponsor both during your lifetime and at the time of your estate.
So, Darren, it sounds to me like it isn't as complicated as one would have thought, and that a private foundation not only saves tax money for the person who's doing it, but if they wish to do it, like this Mary contributed with her husband's memory, she's going to be leaving a legacy and make his memory a blessing, as well as do something good for society and save herself taxes. It sounds like there are many wins in there.
I just want to say, Marilyn, because you mentioned a really important point, that historically, when people thought about private foundations, it was complicated. It was costly. And once you set one up, there was really very little ability to change it. But these days, things have changed a lot. Private foundations are a much, much easier to set up and not expensive. So what you were talking about bridging in our program today, well, these private foundations have now made it much easier to sort of make that bridge from one generation tax effectively to the next.
Well, I love the way you think, and I know you give solid information. So if anyone's sitting there wondering if maybe they could leave a legacy, how do we reach you?
You're free to call 416-863-7501. We're there to answer your call in person, or go to our website, the Farwell Group, and you can connect us through the website as well.
And your contact information is on my website, marylins.ca. So it just takes a little effort to dial a phone, 416-863-7501. I'll say that again, 416-863-7501. Or log on to marylins.ca, get the contact information, reach out to Darren Farwell and the Farwell Group, and find out if maybe it's in your future to leave a legacy in memory of someone you love or of yourself. Thank you, Darren. I like the idea that you bring things fresh and new and different to the table each time we talk about financing and retirement. Thanks.
You're welcome, Marilyn. It's always a pleasure.
Mine as well. Thank you, Darren. And next, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us to continue our conversation from last week about dealing with perimenopause naturally. Then we'll learn about Hearing Month from hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. And also, we'll explore the possibilities of meeting someone new with our Cupid, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. So lots more to follow. All from a woman's perspective, right here on Zoomer Radio.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So a lot of my patients are coming in, you know, in their early 40s and want to get some information about menopause and certainly perimenopause. So, you know, when we think about perimenopause, it sounds really simple, you know, a gradual slowing down of our reproductive hormones until menopause. But for most patients or for most women, it's actually not that smooth. There's a lot of turbulent bumps and twists, and it can actually be very stressful, especially with all the hormonal fluctuations. So often we see symptoms, things like mood swings, weight gain, anxiety, and they can actually start early on, sometimes even in our early 40s or mid-40s. So knowing what to expect is really important because it helps patients to prepare and helps reduce some of the stress. So perimenopausal symptoms typically begin in the mid-40s and continue for a number of years until full menopause is reached. And that's defined by having gone a full year without a menstrual cycle. So over this time or over this period, the ovaries' hormonal production slows down. And often we get fluctuating levels of estrogen, and that creates shifting imbalances, and we have usually a delicate seesaw between our estrogen and progesterone levels. So what are the signs of perimenopause? We often see changes in menstruation, and this can include changes in the timing, both more frequent or less frequent, and sometimes we notice that the periods can actually be heavier. The big issue that patients come in with is unexplained weight gain, specifically around the midsection, that belly fat that many women are getting. Often we'll get depression, brain fog, hot flashes, tender breasts, anxiety and panic attacks, restless legs, insomnia or difficulty staying asleep, irritability, changes in libido, vaginal dryness, and even acne. Just at the time that we were thinking, you know, we're trying to get the wrinkles out of our skin, sometimes we're also getting acne. So if people have concerns about menopause or perimenopause, they can give me a call. Next week, I'm actually going to talk a little bit about some of the ways we can find balance during menopause.
So basically, turbulence and stress are a natural part of perimenopause for many women. And if you have symptoms or someone you know has symptoms, then give them the name Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, and Dr. Betty will give them a complimentary consultation over the phone or in person if they wish, 905-707-2001. Dr. Betty, thank you, and I look forward to learning the natural ways to deal with perimenopause next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Learning how to look after your hearing is a weekly part of this show when hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto joins us, and he shares tips and happy stories. Besides being the Bridge Month, May is also Better Hearing Month. So to continue our education about hearing aids and caring for our ears, we now can hear our best thanks to Edmund Ivazian. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So yeah, you're absolutely right. May is Better Hearing Month. And so for the entire month of May, I want to share information with the listeners that will help them out and also help others hear their best too. Now this week, I wanted to let people know that older hearing aids are sometimes still useful in helping others hear too. Now let me give you a little bit of history on that. For the past 5 years, we've been collecting and donating used hearing aids for the purposes of refurbishment and reuse in hearing aid missions around the world. Now, people may or may not know that there are many places in the world that access to great health care is extremely limited. Now, there are numerous organizations that we support that take our donated hearing aids to the many corners of the world and they set up the facilities, train the individuals, and fit as many people with hearing aids as they can. Now, for the time being, all hearing aid missions have been canceled until further notice. However, I know that when travel is allowed again, these missions will be fully stocked with hearing aids to continue doing their work. Now, that makes us feel great that we've been doing our part in helping people hear their best locally as well as globally. Now, as part of our mission, we're always looking for ways to help people hear their best. Now, sometimes that means an adjustment to your current hearing aids, and sometimes that means getting new hearing aids. Now, getting a hearing assessment and potentially looking at hearing aids is always the starting point to our conversations. Now, as part of making sure that our clients get their best value, what we're doing is we're also offering our trade-in promotion for the entire month of May. This allows you to consider new hearing aids if you need them, but will also give you a trade-in value for your old hearing aids. That helps us give these hearing aids a good home for their next round of use.
So basically, over the years, you've always spoken about the fact that you can help people adjust their older hearing aids when they want to. But technology changes, and I find that when you talk recently, there's such amazing changes that when people test drive hearing aids, they like the new ones better than their old ones. And I guess getting money for them and being able to make a difference in the world as well is a great incentive. A good way to celebrate Better Hearing Month, Edmund. Thank you for that.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
So if someone wants to have you problem solve so that they can hear better, either adjust their old hearing aids or put, I guess, a deposit towards a new pair, how do we reach you?
Best way to reach me these days is by phone, 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. You can help yourself, you can help others. You can make this a better world and feel good about it and not forfeit your own hearing. You can explore the possibilities because we have an expert, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. 416-754-4327. Make May the month that you actually look after yourself and look after your hearing. Thank you, Edmund.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
So spring has sprung, and if your heart yearns for someone new to share your life, now may be the perfect time to meet our Cupid, matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, and she'll be able to help you meet the right person as well as a good person. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I had a very interesting conversation this morning. It was with somebody who's actually calling me to see if I'd do a podcast with her. She's written a book. It's called Don't Die Before You're Dead. And she's a woman, I believe she's in her late 60s, early 70s, and she had a wonderful husband. And after he died 3 years ago, she decided to write this book. And of course, when she first died, she was, you know, wanted to curl into a ball and die herself. And then she realized that there was more to life than this. And she thought, well, maybe I can sort of sustain myself on the memories of our wonderful marriage. And then recently she started thinking, you know, maybe it's time for me to sort of explore life after this. And life goes on, and I think you always have to be looking to the future. And one of your sort of topics of this week is that you have to be looking to the future. Even though we're locked down right now, 3 weeks is a very short time, 4 weeks is a very short time, and in no time, we're going to be back into restaurants, back sitting on patios, or able to anyway. So it's always nice to have someone to do those things with. And even right now, many of my clients are meeting over the phone. They're getting to know each other a little bit more. I mean, it set the bar a little higher because you have to be good on the phone and be charming and maybe charm a little bit more than you would have had to charm a year and a half ago because people met much quicker back then. But now people are taking the time to really get to know each other and sort of establish a relationship a little bit before they go out even on a first date. So it's kind of interesting times.
Well, sometimes having conversations and getting who you are across and learning what the other person is like is easier than sitting in a restaurant having a glass of wine and being superficial. So I'm sure people are knocking on your matchmaker door wondering if they could get started. And if they want to do that and meet someone new, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is give our office a call, and we have the Toronto number is 416-777-6302, but as you know, we do business all over Quebec and Ontario. So even if you're living in Barrie or London, we have local numbers, or you can go on our website, mistyriverintros.com, and use our toll-free number. We also have a chat feature on our website where you can go on and ask any questions. If you're not quite ready to pick up the phone yet, but you have questions, that's a nice way to do it. Or send me an email. I'm always happy to have a nice conversation with people, do an interview. It doesn't obligate you. I'm not high pressure. You can get to know a little bit about how the service works and whether or not we have what you're looking for before you commit yourself.
Well, I always remember your 75% success rate. And I've spoken to people who are listeners who've thanked me for introducing them to you. So I'm somewhat of the matchmaker's matchmaker. And if someone's standing there looking to the future and wishing and hoping that they could meet someone new, I recommend they take this number down. And I'm going to give the 877 number because we have a vast listenership. 1-877-334-9041. Wishes can come true, and there is a Cupid. Her name is Linda Miller. Misty River Introductions is her company, and she can help you when you're ready. Thank you, Linda, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Next, women's health expert Dr. Vivian Brown joins us, and she'll discuss obesity in your health. Then realtor Melanie Martin will bring us her deal of the week for properties north of Toronto. And there's lots more to come. So you can be empowered by the experts from a woman's perspective with me and your team right here on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
seniors
to me.
Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. So nice to be here with you.
It's always a pleasure, and I'm always curious what I'm going to learn. So what am I going to learn today?
Well, Marilyn, I wanted to talk about obesity and its association with other problems in our body. The medical term is comorbidities, the other things that it causes. You know, I think most of us understand that obesity is hard on our system. It increases our risk of heart disease. It certainly is hard on our knees and on our hips and on our joints. And I think that that's relatively well known. But what I also wanted to tell you is that obesity has been shown to affect our brain. We know, for example, that if your BMI, which is your body mass index, is higher than 30, as it goes higher, it increases your risk of dementia approximately 21 years later. And there's some new research that looks at the relationship between obesity and cognitive function, how well you can think and concentrate. And some of the newer information also looks at the link between obesity and depression. If you're obese, you're more likely to have depression, and if you're depressed, it increases your risk of obesity. Now, not all of that is in our control. Some of this is hormonal, and we know that different genetic factors put us at different levels of risk. But I would encourage anybody who has a high BMI, walking around with more weight than they should, it's time to talk to your doctor. There's some excellent medications to consider, and by lowering your weight, you actually can improve your cognitive function,
improve your heart disease risk, and decrease your risk of depression.
Well, usually people think weight and tight waistbands and uncomfortable clothes and appearance, and here you're telling us that our health, our entire body, can be affected by obesity. So thank you for that sensible advice. Your book, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, is wonderful. I think every woman should have a copy. And now, since we're at the beginning of May and Mother's Day comes forward, it's a wonderful gift. A woman can give it to herself or to those she loves. And I have signed copies at my store, Marilyn. So if you want to give a special gift and one to empower people to take charge of their health, remember the name of the book, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, and give me a call at 416-504-6777. And of course, because it's a bestseller, you can buy it at the bookstore and you can get it on Amazon as an ebook. So lots of ways to get the good information. It just takes action on your part. Thanks again, Dr. Brown.
Thank you, Marilyn. Pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to have you.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot, right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthay Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthay Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
Now, if you dream of country living, being closer to nature, or planting your own garden, Realtor Melanie Martin joins us to share her deal of the week for properties north of Toronto. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, I'm always finding a lovely property for you, but first I was just going to mention that a property I talked about a couple of weeks ago was a very nice building lot that gave you a view of Georgian Bay and you didn't have to pay the taxes of being right on waterfront. So I was going to mention that what I do for my clients is give them enough information that they can make an educated decision on the purchase price of anything that they're buying. So I had a full package of the building information and costs included and what you were going to get if you purchased this property. Now, because that property did sell for well over asking price, what I advise clients is it's fine to pay the price that they're asking right now as long as you have a plan for what you're going to put on that property. In other words, if you pay this price, you make sure that you buy, you build a very nice dwelling on it, not some little shack. So you can't underbuild. You have to build something that is going to see your investment come back to you fully and still be able to see an appreciation on the value. But my real deal of the week right now is about a 50-acre parcel that is just north of me in Tiny Beaches Road, north, very close to Georgian Bay, 50 acres. I saw a big reduction in the price. So something that was $969 is now only $795. It is 50 acres with 1,600-foot frontage, and it actually has a babbling stream running through it. And you could build your home there, or you could have a hobby farm or a small business. So this is my deal of the week, Marilyn.
Well, first, I congratulate you on helping people keep a perspective so they don't overpay for a property and they understand what they're going to do. You're exactly what, from a woman's perspective, is all about, giving people information so they can make informed decisions and not jump into things and then have regrets. And this 50-acre property for $795,000 with a bubbling stream near Georgian Bay, correct me if I'm wrong, is just sounds magnificently wonderful. If someone is wishing and hoping to live in the country and build their dream home and change their life going forward, how do we get started?
Please call Melanie at 1-800-357-4193. Because I have a bead on the market, and you want to know what it's worth, you want to be able to make a good investment, call Mel on the cell.
I know that anyone who talks to you, Melanie, will get the benefit of your years of experience as well as the warmth of your heart and good advice. 1-800-357-4193. That's 1-800-357-4193. If you wish to escape to the country, Let Melanie Martin hold your hand through the process, and then you'll have no regrets and you'll be smiling at the end of it. Thanks again, Melanie, and I look forward to your next deal.
Yes, we'll be talking to you next week.
Bye for now. Now, if you don't yearn to escape to the country, but you want to explore a different way of living, think shared housing. To explain how this works for homeowners or for housemates, home sharing expert Dorothy Mizzou of Golden Girls Canada joins us today. Good morning, Dorothy.
Good morning, Marilyn.
What do you have for us today? What's up?
Well, yeah, you talked about May being a bridge month going from spring to summer. And I think a lot of people are looking at how to bridge their life into their future and looking at different ways to really live a happy, healthy life ongoing for as long as they possibly can. And home sharing is a really good way to do that. Because not only is there the benefit, if you have someone come into your home that's paying you some rent, then you have some extra income. And it's a benefit for someone moving in because they can find an affordable place to live. And then on top of that, if you find the right people, which it's all about finding people that you're compatible with, then you can really have a lot of fun together and just have good, easy companionship without having to make dates to go out and see people. You can just do things together and then come and go as you can very easily. And then, you know, just help around the house, someone to do the dishes with. It's much more fun to do chores when there's somebody else around to help.
So you have a positive perspective about people living together. Golden Girls definitely showcased that, and people saw how lovely it could be to share a place. And we're basically creating our own little bubble as long as it's necessary. Now, you've done more than just talk about this. You have a website, goldengirlscanada.ca. Tell us a little about that.
Well, if you go to the website, you'll find lots of information about home sharing and how do you do it. There's blogs, there's books available, lots of resources. I have a newsletter, too, that comes out quarterly, and that next one's coming out actually very shortly. And if you're interested, you can always just sign up for the newsletter and get that quarterly. And, again, you can also register for the workshops that I do once a month. The next one's coming up next Saturday. And that's basically all about how to do home sharing. What do you need to think about? And also what community groups. If there are any groups that you know of that would be interested in learning more about home sharing, I'd have a Discover Home Sharing webinar that I do for free. It's just a 20-minute presentation that people can listen to and then ask lots of questions. So I'm really spreading the word and just trying to build the awareness about if this is a great way to live, because I've been living this way myself for well over 20 years. And I'm happy, and I just like to share the wealth.
Well, I had a lady call me who's a regular listener, and she has a big house, but she loves her neighborhood. Most of her friends have gone from the neighborhood, and she's made new ones, and she knows how hard it is to do that, so she doesn't want to make a change. And I suggested that she call and take your Zoom workshop. And if someone's interested, like this listener, I think her name was Frida, just call 416-550-4015. The shared housing concept is something old that's become new again. Its time has come, and Dorothy Mizzou is an expert. She knows about the legalities, has the documentation, has the experience, and can explain how, whether you're a homeowner or a housemate, how it can work for you. Next Saturday, what time?
It's going to start at 12:30. 12:30 till about 2:30 or 3, depending on how it goes.
So that's easy to do, and I'll remind everyone next week, Dorothy, for you, 416-550-4015, a fount of information about home sharing, Dorothy Mizzou, goldengirlscanada.ca. And I think you mentioned you have something new coming up.
Yeah, I'm offering a new benefit of membership, because if you do join this and decide to get a 6-month membership or a 1-year membership, included in that, once you have activated your profile on the site and the program will guide you through doing that, then you'll be eligible for a free attendance at the workshop. Because I think it's a real supercharging benefit to your membership to actually attend one of the workshops. And that way it gets you started on the right foot.
So it's about talking about it, understanding it, and then finding out if shared housing is something you want to do. I'll share that number one more time, 416-550-4015. Thank you, Dorothy, and I hope you continue to share to enjoy home sharing.
Thank you. I expect that I will. You have a great day.
You too. Bye. After a few short messages from your team, I'll return as Marilyn West in the Wardrobe Doctor. Then we'll get a tip from Christine, the health coach, followed by a visit with Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. I am Marilyn West, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Be the next to take up urban poling and never worry about falling down again. Receive 1 hour of training on the best urban poles from ADP Medical Supplies and Services. Walk straight, improve your balance, and get moving as part of your own walking group. New to urban poling? Learn the ABCs from ADP. Call Susan at 416-551-5513.
Now I'm Marilyn West in the Wardrobe Doctor. It's May 1st, and next weekend is Mother's Day. Traditional celebrations aren't possible, but that doesn't mean we can't acknowledge our mothers and the nurturing women in our lives. We can honor the memories of those who have passed as well. Each year, I make a donation in my mom's name to honor her memory. She lives on in my heart. You too can support a good cause in your mom's memory if you wish. For those of you who are blessed to have their moms with them, a simple call will likely make their day. Or you can send them flowers, pink carnations preferably. They symbolize a mother's undying love and gratitude and the bond that she has with her children. Giving a perfect gift to anyone is always uplifting, and it's especially so for Mother's Day. I've had requests from children to send their moms either a top or accessory on their behalf for Mother's Day. And this week, that's exactly what I'm going to be doing. If you want my help as Marilyn West in the Wardrobe Doctor, I can do the same for you. Simply call me at 416-504-6777. I can get an idea about your mom and what she'd like and then put it together for you. Or if you prefer, we can do a gift certificate to my store and I can be your mom's personal shopper after Mother's Day. Either way, I promise to treat your mom like a queen and make her happy. My website has Marilyn's comfort wear and you can shop online if you prefer. As an incentive, I'm going to give the first two people who call me about Mother's Day and shop an added treasure. A gift with purchase, Dr. Vivian Brown's book, A Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. So, to either order a gift certificate or a clothing gift item just for your mom, all you have to do is call me at 416-504-6777. Then I'll do what I can to add pleasure to your Mother's Day. The pandemic need not prevent our celebrating and honoring the special women in our lives, our moms, grandmothers, sisters, aunts, mother-in-laws, and friends. It's not too late to make a magical moment happen. Take some time, decide what you feel is best to do for each one, and then do it. Don't procrastinate. Whatever you do will create a time to remember. Future memories are built by actions now. So determine what you want to do and what will bring smiles and warm the hearts of your mom and their recipients, and then do it. Don't miss the opportunity. In a moment, I'll be back with Christine, the health coach, and we'll continue being empowered by the experts from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
COVID lockdown has not stopped Marilyn. Introducing Marilyn's Comfort Wear by Up, featuring jackets, pants, and tops in a comfortable, washable bamboo. You'll love the way each piece feels, looks, and combines to make more than 24 outfits with just 8 items. Start with a jacket, bra-friendly tank, and pants for $180, or a wardrobe package for under $500. Order from Marilyn and choose curbside pickup or delivery. Call 416-504-6777 to get started.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. I'm going to talk about the benefits of drinking water. These are the facts. Adult humans are 60% water and our blood is 90% water. Water is essential for the kidneys and other bodily functions. When dehydrated, the skin can become more vulnerable to skin disorders and wrinkling. Drinking water instead of soda can also help us lose weight. Here are some of the other benefits of drinking water. It lubricates our joints. Cartilage found in joints and the disc of the spine contain around 80% water. Long-term dehydration can reduce the joint's shock-absorbing ability, leading to joint pain. Water forms saliva and mucus. Saliva helps us digest our food and keeps the mouth, nose, and eyes moist. This prevents friction and damage. Drinking water also keeps the mouth clean. Consumed instead of sweetened beverages, it can also reduce tooth decay. In order to drink your water, you need to give yourself a daily quota. What I do is put my water out first thing in the morning and make sure I drink it throughout the day. Now, for more information on health and fitness, visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com, or you can call me at 416-809-4084.
Well, thanks to you, Christine. I'm feeling great, and I follow your instructions always. Christine, the health coach, is my coach. She can be yours. All you have to do is call her to get started at 416-809-4084. Thank you, Christine. I look forward to speaking to you next week.
You too, Marilyn. Thank you.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
When a move is on your wish list, it can be a positive change, and yet actually making it happen can be daunting. Then calling someone whose expertise is downsizing and moving can make it easier and give you relief. You can benefit from their years of experience. You can save time, money, and eliminate any anxiety. All it takes is one call to our expert, and it can happen. Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. Well, last week I promised a happy story, and I'm delighted to deliver it. As our regular listeners know, my radio spots lately have focused on more of the emotional side of this pandemic because we've been listening to the science and the public health advice. Throughout this thing, I haven't taken on any organizing or decluttering projects unless they've been tied into a move, because honestly, they just aren't essential. The vast majority of our older clients have also been careful, and while we all desperately want things to go back to normal, we also want to be alive and well and in good health to do that. But I promised you a happy story this week, and it's going to be about Marjorie and her daughter, Alana. I met them last August when our numbers were down a bit, and we were venturing out tentatively with masks, distancing, and hand sanitizer. Lovely people, and the mom likes things just so.
My own mom was very much like that as well. And some of our other clients, and I assured Marjorie and Alana that we could deliver to the standards that they were hoping for. Well, this week we did, and not to say there weren't a few hiccups along the way that we navigated. Their downsizing project was done in stages when donation centers were actually open and able to accept Marjorie's good, but no longer needed items. Marjorie is 89, and truth be told, there are still some items in her closet from her days when she worked in a corporate office. She was moving from a spacious two-bedroom condo to an also spacious independent living suite. But downsizing was a must, and tough decisions needed to be made. The truth of it was that Marjorie was more comfortable taking my advice than Alana's. Mother and daughter are very close, but it can be tough taking advice from your own kids, and easier to take it from an objective professional. Anyway, the move went beautifully, and Marjorie and Alana are both thrilled with what we did for them. Her new suite is perfect, her art is installed, and both mother and daughter are breathing a little easier knowing that everything was taken care of and they can just enjoy living now.
So you're like the month of May. You're the bridge for Marjorie to move from her bigger apartment to a new living space. You've created a safe space. You've created a safe area where things can be negotiated. So Marjorie is happy and her daughter is happy. And you just know everything that there is to do to downsize and move. So I'm sure you left them smiling.
Definitely.
So if someone wishes to talk to you about their plans, maybe they're looking forward to a future that includes a move, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. Moving Seniors with a Smile is Lori Bell, Senior Move Manager, and her dream team. They've been there, they've done that. They look to the past for the experience, but they take that experience forward so you have less to worry about. In fact, nothing to worry about. I've been told people don't even break a fingernail, Lori. So thanks for the information.
All right. You have a good week and stay safe.
You too. And we'll talk next week. It'll be Mother's Day, so maybe another mother and daughter story.
Absolutely. Okay. Have a good
one. Take care. You
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye. I had a call from Jack, a desperate listener. He explained that in just 2 short weeks, his life had changed. He now needed a walker, even at home. He'd always bathed in a big old tub, and he loved it, and now it was impossible to do. So I recommended he call accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. And Daniel joins us this morning with the rest of the story. So good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. Well, when I met with Jack, he was in a panic state of mind. He was telling me that just a couple weeks ago, he was 100% mobile and didn't need any help with anything. Now, in 2 short weeks, Jack's life changed, and now he uses a walker and is in dire need of modifications to his home so he can function the way he knows best. To do so, Jack has 2 major hazards he has at home. The first hazard is being a set of stairs that leads to his bedroom and master bathroom. The second hazard is the big soaker tub in the master bathroom that he can no longer get in and out of. He did attempt to bathe in the soaker tub recently, but he told me he almost fell, which would have made matters much worse. So he asked me, what can you do, and how soon can you do it? First, we address the stairs. Jack is in no condition to be walking up and down the stairs without assistance. I recommended a stair lift. This is a product that lets the person take a seat on a soft padded chair and slowly glides them up and down the stairs on a track that is positioned on the treads of your stairs. With just the push of a button, the stair lift does the work, and you can avoid the risk of having an accident by falling down the stairs. This product can be purchased as a used model, a brand new model, or even rented if you just need it temporarily. For Jack, he decided to purchase a stairlift so he can be comfortable in his home for the long run. The stairlift installs in 2 hours, so Jack was thrilled with that news. Now, the bathroom. I told Jack the big soaker tub has to be removed, and we can then install a luxurious tiled shower with no steps, so he would never have to worry about lifting his legs to get inside the showering area. For the time being, until he gets better, he will be showering with the assistance by a personal support worker. This will allow Jack to be wheeled into the shower with the use of a shower commode chair, and this will take the strain off of anybody helping Jack bathe, as that would be the only transfer into the showering commode chair. By building a curbless shower, you are future-proofing your bathroom for whatever life may bring. The truth is, this is the trend. Watch any HDTV show these days, and a majority of the showers are curbless. This is not just for accessibility, and the curbless shower brings value and safety to your home. This can be installed for any age group with any ability. I told Jack that even though we're extremely busy right now and getting material for the jobs isn't the easiest, we're still going to get the renovation completed for him in just under a week so we can get back to normality. Pack delivered on their promise this past week, and Jack is thrilled with the results, and we even had him in tears as he knew he got the independence back in the very near future.
Well, Daniel, you sound like a magician. Abracadabra, and Jack's story has a happy ending. Thank you for sharing that story, and thank you for helping Jack. If someone wants your help to make their home safe or beautify it and make it safe, how do we reach you?
So you can call me at 647-206-6409.
647-206-6409. And a quick show special?
For sure. Anyone interested, we have the Total Home Safety Check. This is an assessment of top to bottom of your home. So if you're dealing with challenges like Jack, I can come to your house, give you an assessment, a full written report with pictures, and give you a price on how much it's going to cost. This assessment's usually $89.95, and for free, and it will be free for the first two callers.
So, free if you call 647-206-6409. And otherwise, it's just $89.95, which is a bargain for all that you deliver in your Total Home Safety Check. And I'm sure Jack is listening, so a shout out to Jack. Happy you'll be safe and feel comfortable in your home once again and be able to bathe. Thanks to Daniel Wiskin and the Total Access Center. And thank you to you, Daniel. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Time once again to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly and Carlos and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. Know that simply by being alive and in this wonderful land, you've much to be grateful for. Yes, these are trying times, but the future will be brighter. In the meantime, stay hopeful, and in this month of May, think growth and strength. And if you want to make changes, know that you can. Today, May 1, is the first day of this month, and you can do what you want to lay the foundation for what you need to bridge what was to what you wish for in the future. Anything is possible once you envision it. You need to work towards making it happen and stay focused on your goals and hold on to your dreams. This is your time to live. Do what it takes to live well and be happy as you build the bridge to the life you want. Don't hesitate to seek the answers you need to chart your course. If I or any of the From a Woman's Perspectives team can help you, we will. It's all about working together and finding our way to a brighter future without missing the good we have in this moment. May has 31 days. Resolve to use and enjoy each one as you move forward in your life. Next Saturday, we'll learn a little about many things. Dr. Faye Weisberg will talk vaginal health. Dr. Betty Rosendahl will explain how to deal with perimenopause naturally. Dr. Vivian Brown will tell us what the best diet is to lose weight. Christine, the health coach, and Edmund Ivazian will give us tips to improve our lives. And we'll learn about investing, moving, accessibility, and of course, I'll come back as the wardrobe doctor. So in the meantime, be well, stay safe, and do what you can to enjoy your days until we speak again from a woman's perspective. Bye for now. And remember, you can build a bridge to your future by living your best each day of May and beyond.
This has been a paid program.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. for seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.